May the Lord help us to commence this service by singing hymn number 952, 952. Beloved Saviour, faithful friend, the joy of all thy blood-bought train, in mercy to our aid descend, or else we worship thee in vain. Hymn 952.
Thank you. May the Lord help us in reading from his most holy word, book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. The isle saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped every one his neighbour, and every one said to his brother, "Be of good courage." So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed with the hammer him that smote the anvil, saying, "It is ready for the soldering." And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, "Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp, threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. And when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittar tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see, and know, and consider, and understand together, that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as the potter treadeth clay. Who have declared from the beginning that we may know, and before time that we may say, he is righteous. Yea, there is none that showeth. Yea, there is none that declareth. Yea, there is none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them. And I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them. And there was no counsellor, that when I asked of them, could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion. May the Lord bless that well-known chapter and help us as we come before him in prayer. Most holy and almighty Lord God, we do come before thee now in the solemn attitude of prayer, needing thee to graciously help us as we worship thee tonight. Lord, we know there are those that have come in with that desire to truly worship thee, the one true God. Lord, thou knowest that we have read indeed of those gods that are of nothing, whose work is an abomination. And yet, Lord, those gods, as it were, with the small g, how often they take us over. The things of this life that can be as gods to us because we follow them so closely. Lord, help us each to hold those things with a loose hand that we might seek to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because, as the hymn writer says, these are great and awful words of salvation, words of peace, words of conviction, words of cutting down when we need to be cut down as in our pride and in our vanity. But oh Lord, we do pray then we might come this evening in a worshiping frame. No doubt, Lord, there are those that have come in from busy scenes in retirement, busy scenes at work, busy scenes at home, busy scenes at school, busy scenes homeschooled, but the busy day that it has been, and now it is the evening, and perhaps our eyes droop a little, perhaps our feelings are that we are a little tired towards the evening hour. But, oh Lord, may it be the time of the evening sacrifice to come before the Lord and to hear what he will speak unto us. May, Lord, we put those busy scenes behind us and be able to consider the word of God for a few moments. Oh Lord, may it be so. And Lord, all those troubles and all those burdens and all those cares and all those things that we have in our lives to weigh us down, we do pray, Lord, that there might be that relief, there might be that help, there might be that tonight which is from thee to help us in the journey of faith and in the journey of life. Lord, thou knowest how each one has come up to thy house tonight. Thou knowest exactly what they are in need of. Thou knowest exactly what they feel in their inward man, in their soul. What their spirit is feeling and considering. Thou knowest, Lord, exactly where they are and what they are about. And Lord, we know this. Thou dost look on each of our hearts, and what thou seest is utterly repugnant to a holy God. Lord, we cannot water that statement down. We'd love to. In the flesh, we want to tell people that they appear well before God, Lord. But thou knowest that thou dost look upon the heart, and the heart of man is desperately wicked. It's deceitful above all things. Who can know it? And only we can, Lord, when thou dost work and show us just a little of it. The vileness, the dungeon, and the stench that flows forth from the dungeon of our heart. So, Lord, we come tonight desiring that there might be one poor sinner that can confess their sins, that they can come with the spirit of the hymn writer, show pity, Lord. Oh, Lord, forgive. Oh, to come with that repentant spirit that is recorded there. Let a repenting rebel live. Are not thy mercies large and free? May not a sinner trust in thee. And so, Lord, we would confess our sin and plead that thou would wash us and cleanse us. And, Lord, we might know that one antidote for filthiness, that one antidote for wretchedness. Lord, we would put it rightly. We need a deep clean in our heart. Perhaps as though there are those here tonight that don't feel they need it. Lord, we need a deep clean. And we need to be washed and cleansed throughout so that we can go on our way like this. I am clean before a just and holy and pure God. I am clean, just God, I am clean. Lord, we pray then that thou wilt truly grant a little crumb of mercy to a poor sinner tonight, something to help them to carry on, something to help them to continue in that journey of faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, do come and make one in our midst. We beseech of thee, because, Lord, the beseeching prayer that is put into the heart is the prayer from heaven. Oh, Lord, may we each know what it is to have that close prayer life with the Lord, praying our way along. And perhaps we don't throw open our windows like Daniel of old, but nonetheless, we pray at morning, noon and night. Nonetheless, we pray at the workplace. We pray at school. We pray in the home. We pray, Lord, in our bedroom, in our closet. We pray, Lord, because thou dost draw us out in that personal prayer life that we must have if we're going to glory. Help us not, Lord, to be poor, empty followers of thee, but keep us, Lord, empty in that sense and yet seeking, desiring that thou wouldest bless us. Pray without ceasing is the word of God written to the church at Thessalonica, and so, Lord, it is that we desire that we might do so continually. And, Lord, then we would also pray that we might be helped to come with that spirit of thanksgiving for all thy mercies. In everything give thanks is also the commendation to that church. And so, Lord, we would thank thee for thy favours. Thank thee for thy blessings. What a beautiful day thou hast given us. And Lord, now the dry weather after the many rains. Lord, we would look unto thee with a thankful heart. But even personally in our lives, in our circumstances, in the providential hand that has gone before us. Thou art the Lord that doth provide, Jehovah Jireh. And Lord, maybe there's one that needs a provision, and they can't see the way for a provision. Oh, Lord, do come and show them thou art the God that provides. Yes, or as it also says in the margin, that sees. The Lord will provide, the Lord will see. We'll see exactly where we are and the need that we have. Oh, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt teach us, thou wilt lead us into that prayer of necessity that the hymn writer calls. It could the creatures help or ease us Seldom should we think of prayer. Few, if any, come to Jesus till reduced to self-despair. Lord, if there's a self-despairing soul here tonight, bless them, Lord, because it's a place of prayer. It's the place where thou dost answer prayer. It's the place where thou dost bring thy people. Oh, Lord, we do beg then for the sweetness of thy presence tonight for us here. We pray, Lord, for those that are in old age. We pray thou would remember them in their old age. Even down to hoar hairs, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. Lord, give them strength day by day, hour by hour, and help them on and help them through the way and the journey of life. And prepare them, Lord, for that great change which must stand before the older friends. And stands before us each, but according to age, cannot be long. O Lord, prepare them. Prepare us each, Lord, it is our prayer, to stand before a mighty God. Lord, we would pray for those in the middle part of life, and the parents and the grandparents, the family concerns, the soul concerns, the personal concerns, the work concerns, the business concerns, all these things, Lord. Help them to cast, well, it's a present tense, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And Lord, we do pray for those with their losses and their crosses, the solitary pathway, the lonely hours. Oh Lord, appear, we pray. And the younger friends, we pray for them in their work, in their occupations, in their burdens, in their soul. May they have those burdens in their soul. The exercise towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we plead for them, Lord. And we pray, Lord, as it comes into our mind, and thou knowest why, perhaps those seeking that they might be provided with partners in life. Oh, Lord, do appear and give that provision. It may seem impossible, but oh, Lord, make a way. We do pray for such. And perhaps as a soul exercised in that way, Lord, provide. We do beg the Jehovah Jireh in that way. And Lord, we pray for those younger ones still, those that cannot be with us tonight because of their age and young children. And Lord, those that are here, we are pleased to see each and every one of them. And we pray for them at their homeschooling and their schooling, that thou wilt be with them and help them in these things. And go before them in their studies and make a way for the future. And above all, Lord, keep them fast by thy maidens in the house of prayer. Keep them looking unto thee. O Lord, we do pray. Do bless, Lord, the Sunday school here and the teaching that goes on in that Sunday school. O Lord, we do think and we do pray much for the young people, that thou would watch over them and be with them. And those perhaps that shortly have exams, we know not. But there are certainly those, Lord, amongst our churches that we would pray for with the exams of the due in the ensuing months. O Lord, be with them. And O Lord, we do give thanks where thou art working in the churches. We do pray for those, God willing, to be baptised at Bethel Luton on the coming Lord's Day. If it be thy will, and Lord be with them, we pray. We do thank thee, Lord, for those that have been brought through those waters of baptism even this year. And oh Lord, it is our desire before thee that thou wilt remember this people. And oh Lord, we do pray that yet thou wilt open the pool here again, if it could be thy will, if thou couldest but show forth thy power in this way. Oh Lord, even last night, we were reading that beautiful word on the four leprous men outside the gate. We do not well. Today is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. Now, therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household. And before that, it says this, if we tarry till the morning. Oh, friends. Oh, Lord, may the friends realise, exercise friends, this. If we tarry till the morning, some mischief will come upon us. The hand of God going out upon us because of our disobedience. Lord, we must pray that thou wilt constrain such souls, because it's this: if ye love me, keep my commandments. And it's this, as dear as we consider dear Matthew sitting collecting his tax money at the receipt of custom, follow me. And immediately he followed his Lord and Master. Help us, Lord, each to follow thee in faith. But, oh Lord, we pray that thou wilt constrain souls that are burdened and exercised, that, thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember this church and people. We pray for the deacons, Lord, do remember them. We lovingly commend them to thee, that help in choosing the hymns, that help in the arrangements, the financials, that help in the keeping of the tables as the Acts of the Apostles shows regarding the role of the diaconate. And Lord, we pray in all these things that the dear church will support them and lovingly pray for them and hold them up in prayer. We pray, Lord, for thy servants that come in and out from this house of prayer. We thank thee that they have been able to, for the most part, book thy servants up. And we pray, Lord, for thy blessing upon the preached word and the signs following in these courts. And Lord, we do beg that thou wilt be with the church and add unto them such as shall be saved. Add unto the congregation also. Bring them in, those in this village. They wander past the chapel, perhaps wonder what it's all about. Oh Lord, work in their hearts, we do pray, and those in the surrounding villages too. Oh Lord, are there none of thy dead elect? Lord, we pray thou wilt work. Remember us in the nation, O Lord, we plead. We pray that thou wilt yet turn us again. We thank thee where there are those little signs of progress. But pray that yet there will be a turning. And Lord, oh, we do plead that thou wilt keep some of these terrible acts at bay, even as we hear this day of that man wielding a sword. Lord, where are we? What days we are living in, how we pray that there may be a turning to thy word and to the ways of God yet again in this nation. Lord, how far off from thee we are. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt appear. And then we would pray for the world situation, Lord, the conflicts. We think of that in the Gaza Strip. We think of the potential in the Middle East to expand into a world war. We pray, Lord, for peace. We pray, Lord, for thy people caught up in these conflicts there and also in Ukraine. And we pray that, Lord, thou wilt show to us, Lord, once again, and we need reminding that thou art on the throne. Thou art in control of all these world situations. Lord, we thank thee that the king is up and doing his duties again, and we pray for him and the royal household, and indeed the Princess of Wales in the cancer treatment that they have had. Lord, we pray that it may have an effect upon them, and there may be that work done through it. Lord, we do pray now. We come to thy word. We need thee to come and open it up. And Lord, thou knowest the poor needy sinners before thee. And oh Lord, do supply their need. Lord, may it not all be in vain tonight. Lord, drive away the enemy. Lord, he's already told us it's in vain, and we haven't even preached. And that's the way he is. You're wasting your time. And Lord, oh, the friends perhaps have felt the same. You're wasting your time going to chapel. There's nothing for you. Lord, show us. Get thee behind me, Satan. Ah, because this, There is a time to be blessed, a time to be favoured, and he wants to oppose it to the very nth degree. He will oppose the work of God. What an enemy we have, may we ever lay up much prayer against him so that we shall be able to stand fast and, having done all, to stand. Well, Lord, make up in giving where we fail in our poor attempts to pray. And remember the dear friends here. We plead it all for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 941. 941. Jesus, my Lord, my life, my all, prostrate before thy throne I fall. Fain would my soul look up and see my hope, my heaven, my all in thee. Hymn 941.
Thank you.
Well, may the Lord help us as we consider together, friends, the verse on my mind, Isaiah 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. My friends, I come with the enemy on my back, who has told me that the word is a waste of time tonight. But I tell you this, if you're in one of these adjectives in this verse, the early part of this verse, it won't be a waste of time to you. If you're a fearing soul, if you know what it is to be dismayed, and that word dismayed, you look at it in the English dictionary and it tells you this. It uses other adjectives. It means troubled, or it might mean distressed. Any of those words cover you tonight? Concerned is another word. Concerned about your soul. Concerned about tomorrow. Concerned about things in the family, in the church, in your life. If you're in any of those positions, friends, then perhaps the enemy, not perhaps, the enemy is definitely wrong in sitting on my back over this verse. You know, he says this, it's a common verse. They've heard it preached from. They've heard many good sermons from it. You won't be able to come up to scratch which they've heard before. My friends, all that is irrelevant. Is it something you need tonight? Do you come full of fears? Do you come trembling to the house of prayer over sin, after God, over the concerns in your life, whatever it is? This word, five beautiful promises, friends, and if the Lord gives you one of these five promises, what a blessed soul you are. What are they? Fear not. I am with thee is the first promise because of your fears. The second promise is, I am thy God. The third one is, I will strengthen thee. The fourth one is, I will help thee. And the fifth one is, I will uphold thee. And not just uphold thee, but with the right hand of my righteousness, which means that I will keep you in a moral and an upright life, like the dear Lord Jesus went before when he was perfect upon earth. You'll never be perfect. But as a Christian follower, aspire to walk in the same way as your Lord and Master did. Just a little background on this chapter, friends. I just feel this. You know, Isaiah, it means God is salvation in Hebrew. And he writes his prophecy with much sadness and sorrow over the state of Judah. And really, for 36 verses, he's full of that warnings of the danger that is to come. And then between chapters 36 and 39, there's very much the immediacy of the problem with Hezekiah and the Assyrians that would come against Judah. And then, friends, the tone changes. The comfort chapter, comfort ye my people, Isaiah 40. And from there on in, the tone changes. Yes, there were still those warnings, but immersed with them, there is this word, these words of comfort, words of consolation for the children of God, or the children of Israel here, and the nation of Israel. And yet, there is the warning for them still that they will be taken over now. It was to be 100 years after this or so that the Babylonish captivity should occur. And here is Isaiah prophesying of it. And Even remarkably in verse 2, we read of this chapter, he raised up the righteous man from the east. And that is referring to Cyrus, who from Persia should come, the Persian Empire should come and take over from the Assyrians, and it should be the beginning of the return to the Israelites to their city of Jerusalem. You see, what prophecy, what a prophet he was, and remarkable in these things. And it is against the background that Jerusalem will be taken over, and so will Judah by the Assyrian army in due course. It's against that background that he gives these verses between 10 and 20, really, verses that are very much of comfort and exhorting his church to trust in him without fear. Now, they'd have many natural fears of that might lie ahead. So that's the background, poor sinner, to what we have as this word. And I'll just point out one remarkable thing that you may never have seen before, and it so struck me, and that is in verse 19, when it talks about the wilderness, and perhaps that's where a poor soul is tonight. You know, if you're in the wilderness, you need to fear not. If you're in a wilderness, you need to be strengthened, and you need I am thy God, because you are dismayed when you're in the wilderness. But in the wilderness, seven different types of tree. You can read them. We read the tree. You read it again at your leisure. Seven trees. You know that in Scripture, seven is a perfect number. The perfect work of God. You in the wilderness, pray that the Lord would come and show you his perfection yet, as he did promise here through the prophet Isaiah and the seven trees. Why? Verse 20, that they may see. Friends, let's personalize it. That you may see, that I may see, and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord have done this. Yes, and he will yet deliver us. And that which he has done in the past, that the hand of the Lord have done this, and the Holy One of Israel have created it. Oh yes, there's much in this chapter, but let us come to the verse, friends, that we have laid on us. Fear thou not, three little words. There are over 100 fear nots in Scripture. And friends, they're written that the poor child of God might be comforted at times when they need them. And now, friends, you probably think the same as I often do, but I can't just go out and clutch them. I can't reach the fear nots. I know where they are, many of them in Scripture, but I can't take them to myself. No, you can't, friends. But you can plead them, can't you? You can pray for them, can't you? You can beg that the Lord would send you a little fear not. Oh, poor trembling soul. You are fearful. Yes. And the Lord knows that you're fearful. You see, though, he looketh upon the heart and he seeth your fears. He sees your trembling. You know, we looked on our daughter's little dog recently, and it'd been in our garage, and we just had to put some heat on because, you know, those cold nights we had a few, he was staying with us for a night or two, and, you know, I saw that animal trembling before me, and I thought, I must put some warmth, I must put some heat on. Yet save a trembling sinner, Lord, that's what came to my heart. Lord, I tremble. If I tremble before thee, as this dog trembles before me, what a great honour it is. Ah, fearful soul, fearful soul. Is that how you come before God? Fear thou not. Yes, you come fearing, you come trembling. Fear not, Mary, said the angel unto her. Fear not, Mary. And then fear not, Joseph. Fear not to take thy wife. Those many fears that we have. Why those fears? Behold, 'tis Jesus holds the helm and guides the ship. Have you got them tonight, friends? You know, the true born child of God will have many fears. Many fears, many doubts. You know, I remember someone saying to me, the problem is you strict Baptists is that you don't trust in the Lord. You have so many fears and doubts and concerns, and you're often in dismay. You need to trust. You need to just leave it with him and remember and go on your life living it. Now, my friends, you know, we had to pray for them because we thought, what do they know? What do they really know of being like this, where the psalmist says, I was brought low? What do they know of being there in Job's ditch? What do they know of being brought to the dungeon, where we feel we can see no way of deliverance? Friends, the Lord's people have to walk in these places. And if you're walking in it and you're wondering, why am I going in this pathway? Why do I have these fears? Why am I dismayed tonight? Why am I distressed? Those, think of those adjectives we started off with. Yes, why? Why? Friends, it's because the Lord will bring you to lean upon him, to bring you to have a closer walk with him, like dear Cowper wanted. Wasn't he a troubled man? 4 times he tried to take his own life. Many long spells, even after he wrote all the Olney hymns. And what a happy time he had there with Newton when they would write the hymn for the midweek service and together and take it in turns. And they had much blessed communion and fellowship together. And yet still, he had a period after that he entered into extreme darkness mentally. Yes, friends, I'm not preaching all distress and dismay, get me right, but the Lord will bring us into these pathways so that we desire that closer walk with him. We want that heavenly light to shine upon the road that leads us to the Lamb. He brings us to that place then of fears and trembling. Oh, we got some children here tonight. It's lovely to see you. You have your fears. You know, we have fears about subjects we can't cope with at school. We have fears about learning. We have fears about exams. They're fears. You can bring those little matters to the Lord, you know. I'm with thee. I am with thee. What a prayer. Lord, be with me. Be with me when I go into that examination room. Be with me when I've got that thing tomorrow in my life. Maybe there's someone's got a medical appointment. You've got something tomorrow. Fear thou not all the tomorrows. I am with thee. I am with thee. I will be with thee in that circumstance that lies ahead. Oh, you doubt. You doubt. No doubt you feel like that. Yes, and I'll give you strength when you need it most. Thinking of that I will strengthen thee part of our verse, you know, it struck me when I was driving up. I read not so long ago in that lovely book on the pastor Herbert Dawson and his wife Elsie Dawson from Beverston Chapel. But Elsie Dawson, his wife, had got 2 children, and I think she was just about due to be delivered of her 3rd child. And she was at home, and Beverston is quite a rural village even to this day. And and her husband was away preaching. He didn't know whether he should go. She was only about 2 weeks away from when she was due to give birth. And he wasn't sure, but he did go. He felt he must go and preach the word because nothing was moving. And naturally, well, she started to feel some labour pains come on. And she said this, Lord, I'm 3.5 miles from a doctor. I'm 1.5 miles from a nurse. No mobile phone, young friends. No telephone even. This was before those days of contact. Ah, you see, she had to beg of the Lord that it might not be her time to have the child. She had to plead with him. You know, he just spoke those 3-4 words, I will strengthen thee. I will strengthen thee. Yes. And the pains went off.
and they didn't come back for another couple of weeks. But I want to not stop there, friends, because this is how the Lord works. Her husband came home on the Saturday. A few days later, he came home, and they were so busy with life that she didn't get to speak to him about this wonderful deliverance. On the Sunday morning, she went to chapel, and she still hadn't had time, and she wished she had, but she hadn't got round to speaking to him. Anyway, she went into the chapel a bit late, gathering her two young ones in, and she went in just as they got to the third verse of 329. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand. My friend, what a beautiful verse. Perhaps that's what you need tonight. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. Oh, she said, it broke me down. It wasn't the end of the Lord's blessing. She couldn't believe it when her husband stood up and he gave out the very text I've given out tonight. What a confirmation. Now I know why I've not been able to speak to him about it. And they wept together at lunchtime over the beauties of God's deliverance. You see, my friends, he will help you. Yes, her God. Yes, well, it's the same God today. These 100 years later, or not quite 100 years later. You see, friends, it is so. It is so. He will help you. But you see, he'll have you ask him for it. He'll have you pray to him for help. He'll have you be upon your knees. He'll bring you into those places where you need him. Fear thou not. I am with thee. I'm with thee in this circumstance that you're going through. Soul or providence and friends together. Together, the two are married, you know, aren't they? We go hand in hand with the two of them. Yes, be not dismayed. There's so many things dismay us. Things in the nation, things in the world, things in the church, things in our life, things in our soul, the deadness, the wilderness that we touched on earlier. They dismay us. They cast us down. My soul's cast down within me. We come with the psalmist with that, don't we? But friend, why art thou cast down? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. Yes, fear thou not. I can't seem to get beyond those beautiful three words. The fears, the many fears of things that we have, and they're too innumerable to mention. Fears, troubles, anxieties. Be still, my soul. These anxious cares, to thee are burdens, thorns and snares. They cast dishonour on thy God and contradict his gracious word. Pour them upon him. Yes, pour not on thyself, pour them on him. Put them on him. Say, Lord, manage it for me, Lord, because I can't. I'm so full of fear. I'm so full of trembling. Yes, oh, friends, fear thou not. You know, we can go right back to Genesis and we can follow through to Revelations and see the fear nots in Scripture. Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And then he says to Isaac, he tells Isaac when Isaac, I think we read, they were building the wells, and they came to one called Rehoboth. The Lord have made room for us. Perhaps that's one of your fears. You need a provision. The Lord, Rehoboth, friends, the Lord have made room for us. And in a sense, that's just a bow at a venture. But you see, they dug the wells. But he said, the Lord appeared unto him. That's Isaac the same night. I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee. I am with thee. You see, right back to Genesis, through God's word, and nothing has changed, friends, to 2024. We can still plead these things that the Lord would be with us. He would go before us in the way ahead. And that's what we need in our experience. Indeed.
You see, you might be interested to know, when we come to the little word dismayed, that that only comes in the Old Testament. Perhaps one is saying, well, were they never dismayed in the New Testament? They were, friends, but that particular translation does not come in of what would then have been the Greek in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament, the Hebrew, under that word dismayed. You see, it's 26 times it appears in the Old Testament, and wherever it appears, or in many occasions where it appears, we hear of the Lord going with or before, and the person or the situation. We read it, for example, regarding Moses when he called Joshua in front of the children of Israel, and he says, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. Yes, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee." And then you get, "Fear not, neither be dismayed." Yes. Ah, poor dismayed soul. You know, I really feel this. If you've come up tonight with fears or dismay, it's a little word for you to take home and get on your knees and thank the Lord that it's been mentioned tonight. Because you may not feel any different in terms of the matter that you've got that's perhaps unresolvable. But you know this, that the Lord is your God, because the word's come tonight, just where you are. Isn't it wonderful when it enters into the heart? I'm there, Lord, the servant of God. He doesn't know my path, but I'm there. I'm just there, what he's talking about. It's as if his finger is touching right on the very pulse of my heart, my spiritual heart, beating in times of trouble. Ah, the Lord knows. And it's wonderful when he works in that way. But you see, David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son. And he says this, "Is not the Lord your God with you?" That's a question. And I'm going to ask you that tonight, friends, and myself. Is not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest or help on every side? Ah, well, yes. And he goes on to say, "Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God." Yes, what a word of command, to set our heart and soul to seek the Lord our God. Yes, to pray, to plead these precious promises that we have before us and to seek the Lord. You see, we read so many times in the Old Testament of the difficulties and the oppression that they had so often in war, the Israelites. But you see, the Moabites were coming against Jehoshaphat, and so were the Ammonites, and these were long-standing enemies of the Israelites. And there's a great multitude coming against them. And that's what it feels like with us, the multitude of sin. And friends, when the Lord shows us a little of our sin, I believe I can say, in driving up, we reflected on some of the things in our life. And friends, I couldn't, but I felt like turning round and coming back. I thought, this man's too vile to be in the pulpit. This man's too wretched. Lord, I can't serve thee as a servant of God. When we see our sins sometimes, friends, don't we feel, well, utterly ashamed? But you see, that's the thing. The great multitude. But then there's a great multitude of difficulties and impossibilities and things that we're fearful of, and things that dismay us, the great multitude. Perhaps it's one that doesn't feel they've got any of these things. You just come into chapel and it's all okay. All okay in your life and all okay with your soul. Friends, let me tell you, if that's where you are, it is not okay. I know I'm using modern day language, but it's not. You are not all right. "They that know no changes, fear not God." How solemn it is. Oh, pray that the Lord would stir you up. We don't pray for trouble, But we pray to know the Lord Jesus Christ, don't we? And friends, if we're to be followers of him, we're going to know a pathway of trial and difficulty, yet deliverances now and again, definitely, where we can praise the Lord. We will. He will have us to praise him. But you see, let me come back to this multitude. Be not afraid nor dismayed. There's that word again. And there's afraid, that's fears. This multitude, why not? For the battle is not yours but God's.
You know, those words were spoken in the back of my dad's car to my dad. He wasn't a member. He'd been asked to take a reading service, I believe it was at Tunbridge Chapel, many years ago. He wasn't a member. And he didn't even know why they asked him. He was an exercise soul, but he hadn't spoken to people about his exercises. And they said, oh, will you take the service? And his initial answer was no. But the Lord spoke to him as he travelled along. The battle is not yours, but God's. And he had to say yes, and he had to go, friends, and was helped in doing it. You see, this is it. That battle before you. We've all got many battles, and the big battle will be the battle of death, friends, won't it? But it's not yours. It's God's. It's God's. Oh, that the Lord would soften our hearts under these things tonight. Yes, that we might realise the beauty of these five promises. And friends, we don't have time. We're scratching them, really, but that strengthening grace, you see, I will strengthen thee. It's as if it's written here with that yes, that certainty, you see. I will help thee. We need help in some matter. You see, helpless souls have here a friend, but he'll have us to be helpless first. He'll have us to see that no help in self I find. And no help in other people too. You see, we look to others so often for help. We look to others for guidance and direction. No help in self, I find. And Jed have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin, death, hell. And so it is. But, you see, the Lord will bring us to him, the heavenly counsellor, the heavenly guide. You see, I looked at this verse 28, and I struck me when I was reading, there was no man, even among them, there was no counsellor. And I saw the Lord as a counsellor. I don't know if any of you know, friends, I've heard in the past people are very cynical about counsellors, and we do need to be careful, because there are those that perhaps fear not God, and I know that, and we need to be careful in these things, but the Lord gives those to give counselling. And there can be that much, and I've known those that have had help through it. But really, you know, there's one counsellor, isn't there? Oh, the mighty counsellor that can counsel us and tell us and support us and help us and guide us in those things of soul and providence. This God will be our guide even unto death. Yes, and then there's a beautiful promise, isn't there, in the next two chapters on that Isaiah brings out, that thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, another fear not. And friends, we could go through and pick them out of Scripture, but they're there to be prayed over, they're there to be sought. And here, before I have redeemed thee, I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. You belong to me. Therefore, I will hold your right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. You see, I believe the beauty is here, that between verses 10 and 20, there were so many of these promises given because they were going to need them. And so it's given, friends, that we will pray and plead them because we must also need them in our experience. For I, the Lord, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And then there's another fear not in verse 14. Thou worm Jacob, I've got to tell you, friends, that you won't get a help of the Lord, and you won't get a fear not. You won't get any of these five promises unless you're worm Jacob. You know what a worm does, don't you? A worm is close to the ground. A worm is an earthworm. You look at it, it's close to the ground. And we're in the ground. Berries in the ground, often in the dark. Although I understand where they have those wonderful sensors that they know where they're going. But to think of it, they're lowly then. They're brought low. Humility, my friends. You see, it's if you feel this word, you've never been in this word, you're not humble enough. You've not been humbled. Because, you see, Peter notes that. He says this, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you," that is, lift you up in due time, "but not you, the spiritual side of you, that is, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." You can't cast your care, friends, until you've been humbled. And then when you've done it, you've got to watch the enemy, because the next verse says enemy as a roaring lion seeketh to destroy. And friends, he would. He wants to destroy the word tonight. I can tell you, I can attest to it. We don't always feel it, but I felt it with a certainty. They don't want that word. The people don't need that word. Now, you don't need to tell me, but if it's been a help, take it away and tell the enemy yourself. Say, "It's been a word for me. The Lord's brought it." I don't need to know, friends, but the Lord needs the praise and honour and the crown needs to go on his head. If you need one of these five promises, yes, that's strengthening grace. You know, we feel to be so weak as believers. We feel our emptiness. We feel our lack of religion, don't we? Oh, strengthen me in the faith. Show me that I'm in that narrow way that leadeth unto life. Yes. Well, the right hand will strengthen us. Strengthen. To be strengthened. We read in the previous chapter, he giveth power to the faint. You see, it's those that are brought down again, friends. As I say, if you don't need any of these things, you're too strong and you're too big and you've got to be brought down. And it's not, I know it's not something the flesh wants to hear, because the flesh wants to be big and strong and powerful. Doesn't it? Friends, that's where the flesh is. But no, we've got to be brought down. He giveth power to the faint. Oh, poor faint soul tonight. This is it. I will strengthen thee. Faint soul, I will strengthen thee. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. That time of life that they're full of strength and vitality. You young friends, you know what that is. But you see, they're going to fall. But they that wait, they that pray, they that seek the Lord, they that ask for the very promises that are in our verse. Because, friends, I believe this. If you get on your knees, not literally, but the knees of prayer, pleading for the Lord for these five promises, I believe he'll give you one of them. Not necessarily this first, but he'll give you a promise to help you to go on your way. I believe he will. Not immediately, necessarily, either. Let me be right. It's in the Lord's time. But he will answer a pleading soul for that. They shall mount up, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It shall come again. When they feel that weakness, they shall get strength again. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Look out, the big eagles. Look how they fly high in the sky, power in the wings. And they shall walk and not faint. Help me to walk on in the things of faith. Help me to walk on, Lord. I seem to make one step forward and two back. But oh, strengthen me. Yea, I will help thee. Yes, you know, again on this strengthening, I think of the first pastor I ever sat under their ministry was a Mr. Bradford at Matfield Chapel. That man was
But in Royal Navy, he was quite a cultured man, really. But he could no longer do that as the Lord continued to work in the ships, because when he came out of after the First World War, he'd been so affected his eyesight that he wasn't able to continue, and he was invalided out of the Navy and had to find work. And he was in a member of a chapel in London. And he was pleading with the Lord to find him some work. Well, one of the deacons was aware and came to him and said, he said, "You're too much of a gentleman, really," he said, "but I do have a job driving a delivery truck." And he said, "I'd like you to think upon it." He said, "because it's not really a job for a man of your, you're too cultured for it." Well, Mr. Bradford was much in need, but as he said, "don't answer now." He said, "I will answer now. The Lord has just spoken to me these words. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee." And he, for 4 years, he drove that lorry. And friends, they were hard days because there was no heating in there. There was, and yet he said more than once the Lord warmed his soul when he drove around. Blessed places, vehicles, you know. The Lord's blessed me in a car. Oh, he'll bless us where he will, because he'll have us to lean upon him, friends, won't he? And that's good. It's a good place for us to come to. Well, I wonder where you are tonight. I wonder, friend, whether there's a dismayed soul. Dismayed. You may not be fearful, but you may be dismayed. It's a completely different feeling, or perhaps you're both, but nonetheless the word is there. But you see, I believe this: I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities, powers, nor things present that you've got going on, nor things that are to come, tomorrow and the tomorrows, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That'll help you going on. My friends, it will. You see, there's a beautiful word in that chapter, Romans chapter 8 as well, that says this: what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, it may be you've got one that's opposing you, and that'll make you be fearful. But who can be against us if God is for us? None. Friends, oh, they may for a minute, they may make loud noises with their mouth and shout at you or whatever it is, but I tell you, they can't stand against you. They cannot in the end, because the Lord will support you. You know, the disciples, they're with the Lord. They're with the Lord on the and see him walking towards them on the sea, but they don't realise it's the Lord. And sometimes you and I are like that. We cry out for fear, and yet the Lord is working. He's working his purposes out, as the hymn says. And you see, but he spoke to them and said, "Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. It is I, be not afraid." No doubt, friends, there were some afraid of many, many things. Well, you might come to this first. Come to the dear Lord. Lay it all before him, all your fears. Have you ever prayed, "Lord, I'm scared of this. I'm scared of that person, thing, matter. I'm scared of my soul being lost to all eternity"? That's fear. You see, when we're fearful, let's be simple in this. We're scared of something. To be scared spiritually is a wonderful thing. It's the work of the Lord in creating that within us. We're scared. We need the preciousness of Christ to show us that he's made a way of escape. So that, for how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Well, dear friends, the time has gone. We've scratched, haven't we? We've really scratched this word. Take it home. I was going to say, preach a little sermon to yourself from it. But what I mean is,
What I mean is this: take it home and ask the Lord to show you the depth that couches beneath it, because only he can. And, oh, do plead these five promises. Fear thou not. I am with thee, number one. Be not dismayed. I am thy God, number two. Lord, please be my God. I don't want to serve all these other gods. I want thee as my God. I will strengthen thee, number three. I will help thee, number four. When most we need his helping hand, this friend is always near. With heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. Yea, I will uphold thee, to keep thee, that is, with the right hand of my righteousness, so that you do not fall into the way of sins. And sin all the time. We will sin, friends, but we can look on sometimes and see we've been kept. And I thought of an example as I came up, and I won't repeat it because it's personal, friends, but where I saw the Lord really upon me, preventing me going and doing something. And I will mention one thing to the young people. There was I as a little boy in a sweet shop. Look at those sweets. I'll just put some of those in my pocket. Could I do it? No. Prevent it. Prevented by the hand of God. You see, this is being upheld with the right hand of my righteousness. And the beautiful thing is, for the Lord's people, he upholds them before they even know that they've had to pray to be upheld. Well, may the Lord bless these few remarks. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Jonathan Buss will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Gerald Buss at our anniversary services on Monday. Let us close with hymn 321. 321. My soul, Lord in flame, with zeal from above, thy praise to proclaim and sing of thy love, to lift up my voice in thanksgiving sincere, this truth to rejoice in, the Lord will appear. Hymn 321.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, we do thank thee for the last hymn. Yes, there. Yes, that glorious place, heaven, there he will deliver my soul from all fear. And to me forever the Lord will appear. Lord, do appear, we do pray, for the souls here. Do remember this dear people, do bless them indeed. And Lord, we pray thou would come up with thy servant on the Lord's day. And on the Monday, and Lord, do bless them each and go before them. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.